as the walls at the borders are lowered, what we do find at times is that the institutions which are necessary to ensure the protection of the economy, those institutions are usually, especially and becoming even more so, very expensive to operate. Very expensive to operate. And the cost of operating these institutions become onerous on the state, not only in terms of money, but in terms of training the resources and maintaining those resources. It therefore behoves us as civil servants, as public servants, to take our work in a very serious way, to collaborate with other institutions, the public health, with the veterinary division, plant and protection, with forestry. But I'm also of the view that forestry as an institution plays a critical role in our survivability as small states. I always say when we look at agreements should be looked at first and foremost. What benefit does it bring to the national of that state? In my view, it cannot be looked at that we're simply complying. It must be fundamentally, what benefit does this agreement, the implementation of the agreement, bring to our state? And I believe in our case, with the many issues we have with food, bioterrorism, and other matters affecting global operation, it is critical that the onus is on the various institutions of state to effect a system of operation which ensures the safety of our people and our nationals.